Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are joined by
Nick Alcott, the director of the 39 Steps.
And the artistic director, Allison Stockman, from Constellation Theater Company.
Awesome. And, of course, we are talking, as I mentioned, the 39 Steps, the adaptation of Hitchcock's classic British flick. It's going to be at Constellation now through March 15th. Hey, thanks so much for taking the time to join us.
Sorry?
Thanks so much for taking the time to join us.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Okay, awesome. So, the 39 Steps. I'm a huge film buff, and of course, I think this dare say, maybe along with maybe The Lady Vanishes, is probably Hitchcock's best movie from the British period before he came over here, you know, with Rebecca in 1940 and on and on. But in case maybe some of our listeners maybe, you know, didn't see the movie or the play, give us a little, premise here, basic plot here.
Well, you know much more about Hitchcock than I do, I'm sure. But it strikes me as a classic Hitchcock plot, a man who's sort of adrift in the world, doesn't know what he's doing, where he's going, suddenly finds himself involved in a plot he doesn't understand, and a conspiracy surrounds him that he's not part of and he knows nothing about, but yet he feels he has to do the right thing and pursue it to its end. And he gets to the end and solves the mystery, defeats the evil conspiracy, and gets the beautiful girl. So what could be better than that?
Yeah, it was one of the, you know, he did a lot of those, you know, wrong, quote unquote, the wrong man scenarios, you know.
Exactly.
This was one of them. Of course, North by Northwest probably is most famous in that vein. But, yeah, it's great. And so in the movie, of course, Robert Donat, who went on to win an Oscar for Mr. Chips. But who do we have in the two lead roles in the stage production here?
Well, part of the form of this production is that four actors play the entire world of the movie. So we have Drew Kopis playing the Richard Hannay, playing the lead role. He is the only one who doesn't have to change clothes through the whole production. Patricia Hurley plays the three women who enter his life, the seductive German spy, the innocent Scottish farmer's wife, and the prickly English beauty. And then a dynamic duo of two actors, Christopher Walker and Gwen Grasthorpe, play everyone else in the world. They each play over a dozen characters, sometimes in the same scene, and sometimes in conversation with themselves. It's quite an acting tour de force.
Awesome. And, of course, at least I know in the movie, so much the title is built around that classic, you know, like the MacGuffin of, you know, what is the 39 Steps? And, of course, it all becomes explain how it all builds and is sort of revealed there during the final, the climax there. Without giving it too much away, is there a way to kind of hint at it?
Well, yes, Hannay is just functioning on two pieces of information he has. One is the name of a house in Scotland, Altnashellach, and he knows that this term, the 39 Steps, exists, but he doesn't even know what it means. So he's pursuing this information. It takes him up to Scotland. He stumbles upon all sorts of characters along the way. He finally meets the person who can explain to him what the 39 steps are, but that man decides to kill him before he'll tell him. But not to give anything away, he doesn't really die. He comes back, and we finally get the denouement. We find out what the 39 steps are in a vaudeville performance at the London Palladium. It's quite a scene.
Awesome. Of course, it's all based on the original novel in 1915. Then, of course, we had the Hitchcock 1935. And then describe how it was first brought to the States. You know, it's an award-winning production. I think it won a Laurence Olivier Award for Best New Comedy back in 2007. But remind me how it was that, you know, who actually adapted it for the stage the first time?
The origin, as I understand it, is that some wacky comic actors in England got together and wanted to set themselves the task of doing an entire movie with four people. They somehow got the rights. The rights are owned by a British TV company. So the actual adaptation is attributed to Patrick Barlow, who is an actor who has a theater company called the National Theater of Brent, which is sort of like saying the National Theater of Poughkeepsie. It's a joke in Britain that all Brits would get, and it's he and a partner, and they do two-person versions of great works of literature. I think they did War and Peace with the two of them. So this was right up his alley. It started in the equivalent of off-Broadway theater in London, but eventually it came to the West End, and from the West End it came to Broadway, and then I believe it did a national tour as well. So what started out as really almost like an improv sketch turned into this show that has traveled around the globe.
Yeah, it actually, once it got to Broadway, I believe it won 2 Tonys and was, it might have even won a best play that year, but it lost to August Osage County. That was it was a great competition that year. It's been with us in stage form for a few years now. You're the director of this thing. Explain what's so juicy about it, from a directorial standpoint. Paint a picture for us. what visual elements are sort of fun to, bring to the stage here?
Well, of course, the great challenge is how do we do on stage things that they can do in the movies? I mean, there's a chase on the outside of a train. How do you do that on stage? There's a North by Northwest style airplane chase, an airplane hunting someone down. So it's a great challenge to figure out how we can do these things in a way that is effective and theatrical. And I love the theater above all things. And I love the tools of the theater. And the basic tools of the theater are the actor's body, and light and shadow. And that's what we use in this. Many of the special effects are done by shadow puppets or shadow effects. And the others are done by the actor's physicality. We have the marvelous, well-known Mark Jaster working with us on this, who, of course, is a physical comedian like no other and is also a brilliant coach in physical comedy. So he helped us create some of the wonderful effects we have, like a train chase, a train wreck, and even an explosion that sends our leading man hurtling across the stage. It's a wonderful physical effect. And it's all done with actors, light, shadow, sound. Just the things that we do in the theater.
That's so cool. And talk about, in addition to all those cool effects, talk about how, the pacing is, it's just this fast paced, four actors playing 150 characters. And just talk about how it's a rapid fire, just great thrilling night out at the theater.
It is that. It is very, my biggest job as director was how to keep the pace going. Because as a friend of mine said, when I approached this, he said, this is a play that uses two genres. It's a suspense story and it's a comedy. And those are two genres where you can't let the audience get ahead of the action. So one of my biggest jobs was keeping it moving, keeping it brisk, finding simple but effective ways to do all of these transitions that we have, the changes of character, the changes of scenery. And as I say, I love the theater and what the theater can do, and I tried to pull out every old theater trick in the book.
Awesome. Talk about what makes it so special doing it at Constellation. I know for our listeners, a lot of them have, I'm sure, have been there, but if they have, it's sort of in residence at the Source Theater there. Talk about what makes it special doing it there, such an intimate place compared to maybe other theaters.
Well, I think Constellation has carved out a very special niche in the Washington theater market, that they truly do epic plays. They have done some huge, actual epics from Indian legend and from Chinese legend actual huge, huge stories. But, you know, we're in this old auto body shop on 14th Street. And what I always say about Constellation is its vision extends far beyond the four walls of this building. The co-founder of Constellation with Allison, A.J. Guban, is a master set and lighting designer who can create illusions in this space that you wouldn't believe. Sometimes I swear he's knocked out the back wall to create the depth that he creates in a set. And for this one, he's created an entirely old-fashioned proscenium theater within this tiny black box theater. And I just love that their vision is so big. They're not letting the scarce floor space that they have and their, by other theater standards, limited budget keep them back from doing enormous, huge plays with big, sweeping stories. So this one, I think, is perfect for them. It really plays upon the convention of how can we do a big story in a tiny space.
Awesome. And then now a question for the, you know, for the theater side itself. Congrats on the leading 11 nominations at the Helen Hayes Awards. That was just announced earlier this month, and the awards are coming up here on May 18th at the Anthem. But Well, first of all, before we get into anything else, you know, what was it like on, you know, that morning finding out, you know, that you led the way and you're the, you know, the cream of the crop here in D.C.?
Well, it's very exciting to receive so many nominations and to have, you know, to raise visibility of our small theater in such a rich and varied theater scene in D.C. I was glad to see some of the artists who worked on the show being recognized, for sure.
And can I just say about the morning they found out about these, it was very funny. We were all in the theater working on the current show, and both AJ and Allison are such down-in-the-weeds, nuts-and-bolts, hands-on producers that they were both with me there working on something on the set when the news came in, and both of them were like, oh, that's great. Now, how do we get this proscenium? You know, it was like, for them, it's all about making the next thing. It's not about sitting back and enjoying the last one. It's all about what's next. And that's why I love working here.
That's awesome. And, of course, you know, in case I can't remember, I don't know if I ever mentioned it or not, but those 11 nominations were for Little Shop of Horrors. Before we hop off here, just maybe so I can use this soundbite on the day that they do the awards, but talk about Little Shop. Well, why do you did so well?
It's a really tight script, and it's plotted so well, and great music, and it's got a great ensemble of lovable and eccentric characters. So I think that the show itself is very tight, and people enjoy it. And also, we had a great puppet designer who is not nominated because there's no category for it, but certainly a lot of the success of the show should go to Matthew Aldrin McGee, who goes by the name actually Madam Magical, who designed and built four original Audrey 2 puppets that function they're more mobile in a lot of ways than the normal ones that people rent for their productions.
Awesome. And then from your perspective, you know, we already had, Nick already spoke to what he loves about directing in that space from his end. But from your perspective, what makes Constellation a, you know, a unique spot for not only actors to work in, but for audiences to come enjoy too?
Often when audiences walk into the space, they will say, this looks like a completely different theater than the last time I was here. And I feel like Constellation's ability to transform the space makes it exciting for the audience. And also just that the actors are so close to you that you can feel their energy physically. And you can see all the little nuances of their acting choices. And I think that people really enjoy feeling like they're literally part of the show.
Awesome. Now, logistically, just in closing, remind our listeners, what's the best way to get down there? Obviously, you can Uber, drive, but what's the nearest metro?
But we are near the Green Line U Street Cardoza Metro. We're also in walking distance of DuPont Circle, which is Red Line. There's also a circulator that runs up and down 14th Street.
Yes, you guys are right there in the hotbed of all that 14th Street, that whole area. So it's a great spot. And anything else in closing you guys want to add? I have plenty for my purposes. Anything in closing, Nick? Why should our listeners come on out and see this? Maybe if they've seen the movie or never seen the movie, why should they come out?
Oh, I recommend it for people who've seen the movie and love the movie because it's so much fun to watch the story they love so much getting told in such an inventive and creative way. For people who don't know the movie, it's just a good old-fashioned farce. You're going to laugh. And, you know, this is a period in which we all need a good laugh every now and again. And this one does it. Plus, I think it's a play that has a heart. The romance between the leading man and the lady he finally ends up with is actually very touching. And what he discovers about himself and about his need to connect with the world, even in the middle of this madcap farce, it comes across very clearly that this man who had no heart has gained a heart. And I get teary-eyed every night I hear one of his speeches. So I think it's a play that has a lot to offer in terms of comedy, in terms of drama, in terms of involvement, and I just think everyone can enjoy it.
Awesome. Again, everyone, it's Alfred Hitchcock's The 39 Steps Installation Company at The Source, now through March 15th. Hey, thanks so much for joining us. You were great.
Thank you. It was terrific to talk to you.